Okay, so last year we started Halacha Hey, this is Daf Chet, and now we continue. And this is talking about if you matzah b'chanot harei shalom and things like that, which is, sorry, not things like that. We're talking about finding lost items, and here we're talking about a case where you find something in a chanot, just in a supermarket floor, right? No siman, something like that. You can keep it. However, if it's behind the desk, then it clearly belongs to the shopkeeper, something like that. That's what it's saying. Now the Gemara says, "Matzah b'chanot harelu shelo." The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Elazar, kein manit as well al gabei kiseh shelo, al gabei teva shelo." So what that means is, the kiseh is not his chair. Importantly, the kiseh, according to the, here, on the Marafuldi, he says, "Al kiseh, kein manit." He says, "Al gabei kiseh shal shulchan." Okay, that is on his shulchan. Meaning that it's like kind of the, at the end of the day, it's the bench, not his chair. And also clearly the bench itself, then that's also that's considered harilu shelo, if it's less like on the table or something like that. It's still considered open space. Fine. Now the Mishnah begins, the Gemara now mentions other just like cases got to do with lost items. Says Shimon b'shetach have asik b'havi kitna. What he used to sell flax. Amrin li talmudoi. His student says, "Rebbe, arfuminach, what we want to do, we want to relieve you of some of the burden because he has to go by foot to sell it. That was his parnasa. Zaminlach, what we're going to do, we're going to buy you chad chamar, we're going to buy you a donkey, sugin, and you won't have to exert so much effort because you have now something like a transport vehicle. Azin zabon the way, azabin le chad chamar, they went and bought him one chamar, one donkey, have a mechad sirkai." Sirkai is like from a socher Ishmaeli. That's the idea. And the tali be socher is a merchant. The tali be chada margali, and there was happened to be one gem that was still hanging off it. Adon Lagabe, they went to him. Amrile min kadun late at sarich la'ituvin. You'll see from here now, you're not going to have such an effort anymore to do much work. Not only because we've relieved you of the thing, but there seems to be you've profited handsomely from the sale. There's also some expensive gems that came along with it. So Amarle, Lama says, why? Amarle, Zamin Chad Hamar Mechad Sirkai, Betalu Bechad Margili. There seemed to be a gem that was hanging off it. Amar Lun Vyada Bamara. Did this merchant know about it when he sold it to you? Amarle, lo, no, he didn't. So Amarle, Atzu Chazar, go return it. It was a mistake. So lo ken amar Rav Huna vei bar guzlin b'shem Rav heitivun. One second, kamei Rabbi. Afilu kamanda amar gezeila shel goy asur. Even when the student says stealing from goy is asur, which you pass in, you're not stealing from anybody. Kol amamode she'aveda mutara. Everyone agrees that when it comes to his lost items, you don't have to return it. Now, which is interesting by goy, because the way the Altgor explained it, citing the Meiri, he explains it generally. Really, mikarid, and you would say finders keepers, right? That's dina finders keepers. We just have an ex mishum chesed, if you like, this idea that if a siman, I've got to find the owner and return it, etc., etc., etc. But that's by amcha, if you like, for the Am Yisrael, and it doesn't apply to a goy. So what do you have to worry about? It was a lost item. You can keep it. The Gemara says absolutely not. Ma'at un savrin shum ben shetach barbaron hava. What a beautiful expression. What do you think? I'm a barbarian. He's saying she was a barbarian. Says, "Bay habi Shimon bet Shetach mashma." What I want to hear? I want to hear Baruch Elan Yudai Ma'agar Kol Hadin Alba. What's worth it to me more than all the treasures of the world? What's worth it to me is hearing someone say Baruch Hashem, the blessed is the God of the Jews. For him, yes, Mikra, I can keep it, yeah, but return it to him and want to hear those words come from his mouth. That's worth much more than the value of the gem tenfold. Okay, so V'yeda Amar Da, wait to this. Because also another case, Rav Chanina Mishtai Harin Uvdil, the incident of Rabbanin Savaya, right? This older Chachamim. Zavin Chad Kri, they bought a pile, the Chitin Me'elin de Isterus. It seems to be from it's a Shem Beit Av to Akum. Okay, from family. The Ashkum, they find Charid Sari Dinar, the whole bunch of coins in it. The Chazrunea Lo, and they returned it to them, or they returned it to them. And they said, Amar, they says, Baruch Elan Yehudai. Well, blessed is the God of the Jews that they're so honest and they return things like this. Okay, yeah, fair. Abba Oshaya Ish Turiya, have a katzar. He was a katzar is normally understood as like a launderer. I'm Malchata, and I'm not sure you have these two lines, it's here in those Vahada. There was some queen that sent to bathe by this pool that was nearby. The Avud bin Naradin, bits of Binal Rin. She lost some sort of a Tachshit Yakar, marvelous, says some special expensive jewelry. Veshkareni found it in Africa when she came out. Oshtila, he's returned it to her. This is yours, no? Amra Ahin Lahen Li Ahen, sorry. Ahin lahen len, sorry, start again. Amra, ahin lahen li ahen, mau chashev alai, itli tavi mine, itli sugi mine. Says, why do you want to give it to me? I've got many more of these. There's many where that come from. I've even got nicer ones. Obviously she was very wealthy, and it didn't mean much to her that she lost her, what is called that, this piece of jewelry. So Amar le, this is for you. I don't really need it. So Amar le, or right to so what do you mean? The Torah decreed that I have to return it to you. I don't care what value it is to you. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do. So Amrish says, Baruch Elahon, blessed is the God of the Jews. Yafe. Let's continue. Rav Shmuel Bar Susrutai, Salik Lerobi, he went to Rome. Uvdat Malka Dilnaya, she lost a very expensive piece of. Here of this is sorry, Dilnaya Hill. Dilnaya, this is the one that's a parish of a very expensive piece of jewelry, sorry. Didav Eshkeche, and he happened to find it. After Cruz Medinta, there was a decree that went across the city. Whoever returns it within 30 days will receive such and such a handsome reward. Mata told him, if it's returned after that date, Itris Racha will take off his head. Meaning, you gotta it's like return it or beware. Lo chazrei gotlot in yomim. He didn't return it within 30 days. Blatet lot yomim. After the date, the time expired, then he returned it. Amrali, lo medinta. Were you in town for this entire time? Amrali, in yeah. Amrali, velo shamed kala dechruza. Didn't you hear the announcements that were made about this piece of jewelry? Amrali, in yes. Amrali, umamara. Something's not adding up here. Says, what did you hear? Amarle, Mandin Machse le Gotitotim, Yasfun Achin Achin, whoever returns with 30 days gets such a reward, and Batatot Yamim Yatri Miresh will take off his head. So she's a little bit puzzled, like, you clearly got the message, but why did you delay? So Amarle, why did you return in 30 days? So Amarle, de lo tim gun de chal tach avidit. Lo avidit ele begin de chal te de rachmana. I didn't want people to say the news I turned it because I was scared. Had Yira. I was scared of you. I wanted to be clear that I'm returning from Yirat Shemayim because of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, so Amar Lei Baruch Ilan Yehudai. Fortunately, didn't take off his head. And she said, blessed is the God of the Jews. That was her response. Alexandrus Makdun Salik Legeb Malka Katsia. He went to the Alexander, this is Alexander the Great. Many stories we have regarding him in the Gemara, and he went to Gabi Malka Katsraya, which is some kingdom, Lachore Hari Choshech, some dark mountains or whatever, some kingdom. Chameli, he saw there, Dav Sagin, Kesef Sagin, so lots of gold, silver. The fair. Amar Lei, she said to him, Lo Dahavcha Velo Kaspecha, I'm not interested in your gold and silver. Anatsarich, Lo Atzer, I'm not, that's what I'm interested in. Lo atit ela michmei pruchsin did chun. Hey, well, I'm interested in your customs. Hey, atun yahavin, vehech atun nasvin. What's your like masa umatan you're dealing with? Hey, atun dainin. How do you deal? How do you judge? Ad asik while they're discussing thing matters, asuk mei. Atu barnash, there was a particular individual that came. So dainim chavrei, they had a court case with his friend. Nezavin Chad, we got Chalka or Takla Sadeh, where he purchased some portion of land. Vechaspata. Chaspata, the understanding here is, according to my folder, it seems to be some sort of ashpa, a dung heap. So he bought some property and with it was some sort of dung heap as well. The Eshkun and the purchase of finds, Eshkun Bey, Sima Dinari, found a chest of gold hidden in there. A treasure chest. Okay? Ain din Zabin, the person who sold Amar Mar Kilkilta Zabnit, similar Zabnit. I sold the rubbish tip, or that area. I didn't sell you a treasure, it's really mine. Ain din Zabin, the person who purchased the Amar, his argument was Kilkilta, they're called the Ikme Zabnin. You sold the this 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 Ashba and everything that came with it, so it's mine. That was a debate. Ad inun asking, while the you go dinim din, there was a whole masa matan arguments two and four in terms of is it included in the sale, is it not included in the sale, the whole understanding there. Amar Malka lechad with the king said to one of them, Idlach bar dachar, do you have a boy? Amarli, in I do. Amarli chavre said other party, Idlach barat nukva, do you have a girl? Amarli in I said do. Okay, we can solve the matter very civilly. Let's make a shidduch. Amarlum isvun din le din. Let's look at them married together. V'simayot and in the end, you'll both benefit from having this chest. The shalom al, I'm not sure if this is Israel, but this kingdom. Right? Shari gachich, Alexander's the packed up laughing. He says, Amalei lama gachich? Why are you laughing? Lord, Dani, isn't this a good pshat? We've got a nice pshara. Everyone goes home very happy. So Amalei, ilo have hadin dinah, if it was by us, dinah gabeichun, by us, sorry, start again. Amalei said to him, ilo havu hadun dinah gabeichun, if the din was by you, heyach, how would have you dealt with the matter? So Amalei, katlin din v'din, I would have killed them both. It would have gone to the treasury. That's how we would have dealt with the matter. Amalei, kol heich, so kol hachi atun rachmin davasogi. You really love gold that much? It's actually interesting. You see from the very, very beginning of the story, it was clear that he loves gold. Because no one goes into a place and says, we're not interested in your gold and silver, we're interested in your customs. Why mention the gold and silver? You're not interested in it at all. Right, you can see quite clearly from the beginning of the story. So he said, you like gold that much? Is that really what you Aristo. What he did, he said, what he did, he says, okay, let's have dinner. He made a banquet for him. You're my guest. Have a banquet. Afikume, what he did, he produced and gave in front of him kupa a nice steak made of gold. He gave him a nice piece of chicken made of gold. And poor Nebuch is getting pretty hungry. So Amrale, Davana Achil, can I eat gold? So Amarle, the king, beckoned back to him. Tifach ruche dahu do gavra. It's usually a curse. You should the soul, especially with it, right? Dav late atun achlin. You can't eat gold. V'lama atun rachmin dahav zayin. Why do you still say why? Therefore, why do you want to mess it so much? You can't do anything with it. That's his argument. So Amar, the Melech, said to him, Dancha aleichum shimsha. Sorry, Danacha aleichum shamsha. Does the sun set by you? I'm really in. Yeah, it does. What type of question is this? Nachit aleichu mitra, does it rain by you? Alexander responded, I'm really, yes, it does. Amalei dilma it gabeichun, maybe you had some be'ir dikika. Dikika is like small goats. So Amalei, in. Yeah, we do actually. Thanks. So Amar tipach ruchadav gavra says, again, a matter of curse. Late adun chayin, the only reason why you would have sustenance and rain, ela b'schut be'ir dikika, because of these young kids. In other words, he was searching for some sort of schut with such a society that's so desperate for gold, they're willing to kill people for it, and like this obsession with gold. What possible schut is there that rains in your lands? I've worked it out. It must be there are small goats and other young animals there. Why? Dichtiv Adam u'behemah toshiya Hashem. Sometimes it's because of the behemah that Hashem toshiya, even the Adam, if you like to go together. That's a story. Now, this is an halacha vav. Ad ema tachayv lachriz, meaning until you find an object, it has a siman, and how long do you have to announce it beyond which we say, okay, well, that's it, you can keep it tight. So Gemara says, the first, so Mishnah says, this is Rebbe Meir, ad kedeshiedu bo shcheinim divrei Rebbe Meir, until the shcheinim, meaning the neighbor, the air, people are in around neighborhood, if you like, hear about it and they can work it out. Rebbe Yehuda amar shlosha regalim. It has to be three regalim, as in Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, the achar regal and 7 days after the regal as well. Achar Shivat Yamim. Kedesh Yeruch Lebeit, want to go home, Shlosh Shavi Achzor, Shlosh Shavi. So you can go back for 3 days, come back, and and for the one that may be announced. Because if you remember, we learned back in Masechta Tanit, everyone used to come alel regal, and there was this Evan HaTo'im, which is an expression we had, where they used to announce all the items. And I mean, Israel, after three regalim, clearly everyone who's possible that lost something of value and that wants it back would have come to that place and would have heard it. Yeah, fair. Now the Gemara says, no, Eimatai Machriz. So it says, Tani Bereshona, initially, who Machrizian used to announce. Shlosha regalim, v'achar rechel shivat yamin. That's what we used to do. Okay. Kedesh yelech, shlosha v'achzor, so again, Baruch Yisrael Mechad. That's what the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda we explained. How Mishra Beis HaMikdash, when the basement was destroyed and people weren't coming there anymore, Hitkinu Shiu Machrizin is simply enough to do Shloshim Yom. That's a Girsa change I have here. Mina Sakana Ve'elach, when it got dangerous, Then, in other words, pressure and things like that. So they're what and Sakana importantly, Pleyel Moshe says, "Shum omrim aveda to them lemalka." When Elos Adam says, "Okay, we'll just take it to the king's treasury," very much like Alexander. So in that situation, we said they said "Shum modi lekrovav." They just let the people in the surrounds know about it, and that would be enough if no one claimed it. Okay, krovav, his relatives, shchenav, his neighbors, and that would be enough. Now, this is now halacha zayin. Amar at avidah, so amar et avidah. Sorry, v'lo et hasimaneh. If someone says, "Yes, I've lost the item," but he wasn't able to provide the simanim for the item, he's trying to claim it back. Harei ze lo yiten. Then you don't give it to him. He has to provide the simanim. Haramai, if you've got someone who's a cheater, af al pisha amar et hasimaneh. Even if he provides the simanim, harei ze lo yiten. You do not provide it to him. Lo yiten lo. Shneema adrosh achicha otal. Min ad shtidrosh et achicha, min ad drosh achicha, min doresh is to like pursue and look into it. So you have to project, even the achicha is coming to claim, you have to work out, is this guy a swindler or not? Ramai v'im eino ramai. Okay, that's a Mishnah. Gemara asks, Amar te veda, eizu ramai, what's the example of a ramai? So avad garmi machzer metzien. So it seems to be mechazer, like he's return. He makes himself as someone who is a He returns off the items. He gives the front of being very honest. That's the point. Aved chada rabat rabba vatava. Now, what's this? Aved chada rabba vatava. What's this? Aved rabba vatava. Says, Chamilei biryata. He shows people that is mechazer metzin. He returns lost items. And they think, oh, this person's a very trustworthy individual. Gabe, nasiv kula va'azil. What? And they trust him with items, and then he runs off with them. In other words, he gives a front of being trustworthy, we build it up to win people's trust in order to simply take advantage of them. Yafa. V'itta Amrin, some say, Azil Knishta. So actually, no. Some will say he goes to a Beit HaKnesset, V'shma Simanim, and if there's a particular item, he'll announce that he found that item. And to glean the Simanim from other people, so then he can go to the place where it was denounced and provide the Simanim to take it. That's our Ramai we're talking about. Yeah, I'm not Yafir, but that's what he does. Okay, next, Mishnah. This is Halacha Chet. In other words, you have to look after this lost item. But this lost item is, it could be an animal. There might be expenses incurred in looking after it. So if this is like a cow that you're looking after that produces milk, then you can enjoy from the milk to order funds looking after this item. That makes a lot of sense. Okay? But the vasha, but if something that's going to just be an expense on you to look after it, then you're not, then in that situation you should simply sell it. Meaning, in order that the item could be returned to this individual, let's say it was, we'll see an example, a young calf that doesn't produce anything, but you're gonna have to spend a lot of food looking after it. At the end of the day, if you're going to go back to the person once he comes to claim and says, "Oh, it cost me X amount of dollars, please, I need to be compensated for it," and you're not going to be able to return the item because it might end up being expiring the entire value of it. So in that situation, yes, you sell it, and that way the principal can be preserved, and that then you return it. Now the Gemara says, "Okay, if that's the case, ma'ya b'damim, what are you going to do with the money?" Rabbi Tafra b'hem. What you're meant to do is you can use them. You're allowed to. Lefichach, since you're allowed to use them. Abdu since you're allowed to use it, then you're responsible for it. Marfuda, in other words, even if you haven't even used them at all, since importantly, Marfuda says, since you're allowed to use it, therefore you have the din of a shoel, like someone who's borrowing, and you're chayba onsin. However, Rabbi Kiva says, no. You can sell it, you put the money away, like you sell the lost item, you put the money in a safe, you're not allowed to touch it. And since you're not allowed to touch it, you're not considered a shul, you don't have that level of responsibility, just like maybe a shomer chinam, if you like. And if it's lost, then you're not chayiv. Okay? That's I missed a bit. Sorry. Let's go to the Gemara. Kol devar she'oseh v'ochel. Tani, shelo yochal egel la'galim. These are all small animals that don't produce, animals that don't produce enough to fund its like upkeep. So therefore, we don't want the situation where you find many calves and you end up consuming one calf to fund the upkeep of all the other calves. That's the example. Oh, there was actually an incident. The found five calves. in order to keep supporting these animals for a long period of time, he kept on selling off one by one until there's only one left. And that's what the Torah doesn't want you to do. Once you're able to return the full items in that situation, you should have sold them all. Yafe. Now, Rav Yehuda's Bishem Rav, Halacha Rebbe Tarfon, and Halacha Zak Rebbe Tarfon, the Devar Sheyesh Bo Siman. That's if you're talking about, in other words, Halacha Rebbe Tarfon, the Rebbe Tarfon is Yishtam, that you're allowed to use the money. And what it means by the Vashesh Bosiman, it's interesting because obviously the Vashesh Bosiman, because that's the whole purpose of a lost item. So it's a bit of a difficulty understanding exactly what the Gemara means here. So I'll just show you here the Marafulda. He says, Halacha Rebbe Tarfon Sheyesh Bahen, Lefichach. One second. Halacha Rebbe Tarfon, they're allowed to use them. Dekeman Sheyesh Bosiman, because it has a siman. It's explaining a little bit more behind it. And if it's fit, you should be returning it, as the din is. Ose takana, it made a takana, Chachamim made a takana, she yuchsar. They made it such that you should be like be able to return to the owners, therefore it sounds like you can mishdamesh ben. Okay, that's what it sounds to be. Rav Bar says, Rav Yehuda says, B'shem Rav, once again, same expression. Rav Yehuda Amar, Talmidei Chachamim ain't tzarich liten la tasima. Tama Chachamim, who generally can be trusted, even if they don't, if they recognize this is my item and cannot provide a siman, we can trust them, that's enough for them to collect it, even though in general we say no, provide a siman. Now Amar Rav Huna, let's do the two dots. Amar Rav Huna, Hakol Modim Sh'ima Yat Sarur Ma'ot Lo Yiga Behem. Now interesting here, what that means is, we have been discussing the case if you find, say, an animal, and it's the upkeep would outweigh anything it produces, that you should sell it, and then their machlokes can use the money or not. If it's, however, he finds literally a bundle of money all bound together, then you don't touch it. So the Pnei Moshe says here, there's simon on the actual kesher, I mean how it was tied together. And if you return it, that's what it's talking about. You shouldn't touch it. Okay, Yehuda Barebi al Knishti went into a Beit Knesset. Shavik sandaloi, he left his, if you like, sandalim off. The azlin wet. So exactly why he did that. However, they were stolen. So Amar ilu lo azlit le Knishta lo azin le sandaloi. Had I not gone to this shul, I would have lost my shoes. What's this referring to? So here, I'll show you the Pnei Moshe again. He says that Nignavu Azlin that was stolen. The Amar Ilu lo alachti bele knesset lo hayu holchim mimeni sandaloi, that my sandalim would have been stolen. Lelamdecha, what's the point of the Gemara teaching us this story? You shouldn't go to shul? No, of course you go to shul. But it's lamdecha b'zeh shelo lismoch al ilu sholchim tamid lebeit knesset. We've just said in a second ago a line above that tamid chacham you can trust even if they don't give the proper siman. But the point of this is, just because people go to shul on a regular basis, that's not grounds to give them such a level of trustworthiness. They make themselves the davening with a minyan, very frum and shockling and taking 10 times longer than everybody else. However, they could just be ramayim. So therefore, careful with your valuables also when you go to shul. Right? In other words, just because someone appears to be Vatikin go, I don't know. No, Vatikin makes something else. It might be close to home here. But it doesn't mean anything. You've got to be careful with the shul. Yeah,
and the mikveh.
What? And the mikveh, a similar type of thing. I think it's the same type of thing. Okay, this is it. But that's what the Pnei Moshe is saying. Don't assume everyone who seems to be showing that front is naturally so. That's why he's bringing it. Interesting shot. However, then it adds this extra line, which is really it's difficult to understand what it's even doing here. Rabbi Yosef Yativ have a Yativ matni the al mita, and he was in shul and they brought a met inside. Now we saw this Gemara in many places in Kikilayim, in Brachot, I think a few other places as well, in Nazir as well, and those who got up to leave, meaning the Kohanim got to leave, Lo Amar Klum, he didn't tell them they did wrong, or meaning the Yativ, those that stayed, didn't say anything wrong. Now, again, the Pnei Moshe explains is because he had a suffix whether mutali tamot, you can have tamer bishvil Talmud Torah. If you have to break the Talmud Torah in order because of that was a suffix, therefore he didn't tell him anything. What's it even doing here? The Pnei Moshe says, it doesn't even apply here. It's other words, since we mentioned the case of a shul, we mentioned the case of a shul. Okay, fine. However, the Itri the Marful that says, no, but if shar, the reason why I bring this, Mishum Daya met Bebet HaKnesset, Lefichach Shavar Rabbi Yehuda Berebi Sandaloi. In other words, what drove Rabbi Yehuda to leave his sandals behind? Because a met was brought to shul and had to quickly leave. And that's why he left his sandals behind and then someone took them. In other words, that's how he says maybe it tied the two stories tied together. And they were lost. Almighty the law have it's and it's brought he didn't actually have to leave it. The Rabbi Yossi law. In other words, he didn't actually have to tell people. In other words, I don't think that the Marful has the same conclusion about trustworthiness of individuals to go to shul. That's the Moshe's pshat. I think he's just saying he lost it, but how did he lose it? Oh, he lost it because of this halacha that, or this incident when the Met was saying he had to run out. But you see from the continuation, he wouldn't even have to lose his shoes. He could have simply stayed there. And that's how the Marful explains the flow of the sukkah. Okay, the said there. I'm good.
Thank you.
Thank you.